Coming up in our next hour, we will talk about the violence that broke out in Ferguson, Missouri, and the protests in other cities following the grand jury decision to not indict police officer Darren Wilson for the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. We will hear from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's James Causey and Project 21's Stacey Washington, who is in St. Louis, and will welcome your reactions to the decision and the response. But we will spend this hour talking about something else. Animal heroes. From dogs to cats, from dolphins to llamas, from rabbits to rats, and dozens of other animals that go above and beyond to save the lives or to help others. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 25th. And we will welcome your questions and your possible examples of animal heroism at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Jennifer Holland is a contributing writer for National Geographic and the author of the New York Times bestsellers, Unlikely Friendships and Unlikely Loves. Her new book is Unlikely Heroes, 37 inspiring stories of courage and heart from the animal kingdom. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for having me.
So, what is an animal hero exactly?
Well, you know, in my book, I've used the word hero fairly broadly, but I, you know, love stories of animals that save lives. I think we all are always amazed by those. But there are also animals out there that are just sort of doing good for people, doing something amazing for other animals, maybe being involved in conservation programs, that sort of thing. So it can be anything from a therapy animal to an animal that steps in at a moment and just kind of does the right thing, helps somebody out. It really sort of runs the gamut.
Yeah. Well, I have a cat named Ray. He's my hero because he eats the spiders that he finds in my house. Does that qualify?
Perfect.
What about you? Do you live with an animal hero?
You know, I've got three dogs that are heroes to me in different ways, you know, in part just because they're very protective, they're wonderful friends, and so I guess I give them credit for doing heroic things in that way. But so far, none of them has had to save a life.
Yeah. So why did you want to write a book about animal heroes?
You know, it sort of just came out of the other books about, you know, animals crossing species lines and showing compassion in a way that we might not expect. And there were just a lot of cases that I noticed of animals doing something even a little bit more, a little more amazing, something where they really had to act in a special way. And so it started kind of with, you know, stories of, wow, a dog that seemed to take care of a lot of cats, or a dog that came up under the arm of a drowning man and helped him. But I really wanted to go beyond dogs and started researching other kinds of animals and found that there was really, you know, quite a number of animals that can have done unusual things of this sort, and just thought, wow, let's put these together into a book.
Well, that's wonderful. Yes, we do hear stories about dogs, maybe because dogs are our best friends, but, you know, saving people, you know, from a fire or some other thing. What about those other animals? While exploring these stories, did you find a common thread?
You know, not necessarily a common thread. It just that I guess there's a certain compassion in these animals, or sort of a willingness to do things, sometimes to put themselves in danger or to do something that, you know, we might consider sort of stepping out of their normal role. But it's really, you know, in some cases there's kind of a, it's less surprising a little bit, maybe a cat that went back into a fiery building to collect all of her kittens. So while she put herself in danger, she was injured, you know, we understand there's a very strong parental instinct there that might have been driving her. But then there are cases where we really don't know why that decision was made. An elephant that was kind of on a rampage in a home in Africa came across a baby crying and stopped his rampage. He actually used his trunk to collect debris from the bed of the baby and then turned and left and went back into the forest and sort of stopped his destruction. So we don't know if the sound of the baby, something triggered, you know, some kind of compassion in him, or, you know, what was going on there, but just some really, really unusual and neat stories.
Yeah. Well, I think I was going to ask you about Scarlett. She was the cat who rescued her kitties from her kittens from a burning building. And as you mentioned, maybe that is a maternal instinct. Do we know if there's instinct going on in most of these cases?
You know, we don't know. I think in cases like that where they're responding to a family member or something like that, I would assume that that's a big part of it. But you have also animals that that just seem to have a miraculous spirit that come back from a really difficult time and you know, show their owner kind of a different way to be and a way to you know, to enjoy life despite the troubles that they've experienced. We have some stories with veterans who have really relied on animals to be affectionate and friends with them when they're going through just their worst times of their lives, and there's a heroism to that too. So I don't know that there's if it's an instinct or really just a compassion and you know, friendliness in some of these animals that comes out.
Yeah, were you talking about the infantry kitty there?
Yes. Yeah, that's a really one of the most touching stories, I think. Just a man who was really just having such a tough time in Afghanistan. He was had lost some of his men and just was at the lowest point of his life. And a stray cat that had been living on the base kind of took to him. And ultimately, he says it saved his life because having the cat around and just kind of reminding him that there was something else to care for and that the animal seemed to really have an affection for him in return. And he ultimately was able to bring the cat back to the States with him, so it now is living the good life in Oregon.
Yeah. So of the stories, what's the most fascinating one that comes to mind when I say give us an example?
I'd say one of the strangest ones to me is a story about an elephant seal, because you think about elephant seals, you know, especially the males, are pretty ornery, nasty beasts. And but there was one, this was a female, but it was in a facility and had some injuries. And there was a gentleman that had been taking care of it. And one day he went into the pen to feed all of the seals, and he ended up slipping and falling. And there were some other seals in there that were not so sweet and were kind of coming for him with their sharp teeth, and he really could have gotten injured from them. But this one seal came and got between him and the others and puffed herself up and did a nice defensive posture and enabled him to get out of the way while she kind of protected him from these other animals. So instead of, you know, kind of being a seal and going with the rest of the seals, she really protected this man. And I just thought that was such a bizarre and funny, great moment.
We are talking with Jennifer Holland. She is the author of Unlikely Heroes, 37 Inspiring Stories of Courage and Heart from the Animal Kingdom. And we're welcoming questions you might have for her, or maybe even examples of some sort of animal heroism that you're familiar with, maybe that you have witnessed. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, let's talk about some of the other more unusual animals here. I said that from dogs to dolphins. What do dolphins do that is heroic?
You hear stories occasionally about a dolphin saving a person's life, and one of the things I was interested in is this, you know, what's the truth behind these stories? Is the dolphin really doing something, or was it just kind of a coincidence that it was there at the same time as a shark or something like that? But they're really, these stories really are true. There's one story of a woman whose dog kind of went a little too far out in the ocean, was a good swimmer, but got caught up in a current, and she watched as a pod of dolphins kind of scooped up this dog and got it back to shore and saved the dog's life. And then a similar story with some lifeguards who were swimming in New Zealand, and there was a great white shark in the area that the head guy saw. And a pod of dolphins literally surrounded the swimmers and batted their tails and made a lot of commotion and ultimately scared the shark off. And all the swimmers were able to get out of the water before any sort of incident with this shark. So I think, again, we don't know if the dolphins were you know, they would have maybe done that behavior anyway to get rid of this shark. But clearly they came in and surrounded these people and seemed to really understand that they were in some way helping this other species that was not meant to be there at that time.
Yeah.
So dolphins are quite amazing that way.
Yeah, and what here's, you know, I saw, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish this story before the news. We have a newscast coming up, but I saw this this story on Facebook of an elk that saved a marmot from a tank of water that I think was in his enclosure.
That's right.
And
yeah,
it was
a great one.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one after the news. And other examples of animals saving other animals, animals saving people, animals doing something that. That is compassionate or caring. Do you have an example or a question? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Jennifer Holland. She is the author of Unlikely Heroes, 37 inspiring stories of courage and heart from the animal kingdom. And we'll continue after we check the latest news. We are talking with a National Geographic writer about her new book, Unlikely Heroes, 37 inspiring stories of courage and heart from the animal kingdom. I'm Joy Curdine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about animal heroes and how kindness and love are among the reasons behind their actions. And we're welcoming any questions you might have. We're welcoming any examples you might have. By the way, coming up in our next half hour, a very similar story. We are going to talk about service dogs. And service dogs that are trained to help people with a range of disabilities, and how these service dogs help their people live more independent lives. So we'll learn more about that coming up in our next half hour. And Jennifer, some of your animal heroes are service dogs, aren't they?
Excuse me, they are. I did include a few dogs that do that sort of service, just because I felt like it would be important to acknowledge them. Certainly, I didn't want to do a whole book of dogs, but those dogs are unbelievably compassionate and amazing animals. They are trained to do what they do, but on the other hand, not all dogs are suitable for that kind of behavior and that kind of assistance. And I think that there are certain characteristics that they look for that really go beyond kind of just the normal training that you can do with a dog. And so we do have a couple in there that that work with veterans, and also some that are trained in conservation kinds of activities, sniffer dogs that help out in parts of the world where they're looking to reduce poaching of other animals. They can train these dogs to find even the snares, the traps that are used by the poachers to track wild animals. So really the nose of the dog can do a lot of miraculous things.
Yeah. And we'll learn more about the WAGS program in Wisconsin with the executive director of the Wisconsin Academy for Graduate Service Dogs. And we'll talk with Aaron Backer. And we also, I'll lift the veil a little bit right now. I have in the studio Aaron and his dog, Ian. So we have a service dog, Ian, in the studio right now. And we'll talk more about the heroic elk and other animals in just a moment. But we have Dan in Drummond who has a story. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I had a good friend who had bought a St. Bernard, and of course they called her Brandy. And when she was about 6 months old, and it was happening in January, she heard something, pulled the leash out of her owner's hand, and he thought she was going up towards the school because that's the kids were out. But she ran over towards the bank, and here was a woman that had fallen, and she was in such a position that the people in the window couldn't see her, and the dog went over, laid down by her to keep her warm, and didn't move until the owner and the ambulance got there.
Wow, that's amazing. That's just a wonderful story. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, very much for sharing that. I don't know, do we have We just don't know why some animals will do something like that, Jennifer.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's one of those things that in the old days it was really taboo to talk at all about animal emotion or compassion. But now I think we're, you know, the biologists and others are really studying the animal brains and the behavior and finding that there is a lot of overlap there, and that we can really you know, see things in animals that are very human-like. You know, it's not exactly the same, but it's certainly giving them the benefit of the doubt, I think, is important in terms of how we think about them.
So what's with this elk?
The elk. This is another very unexpected one, I think. You have this male elk, again, sort of like a male elephant seal, not necessarily an animal you associate with compassion. But it just so happened that a couple of women were watching when this occurred and actually got some photographs, which was wonderful for me, so I could put it in the book. But the elk went over to get a drink of water out of this big tub, and there was apparently a marmot, it's kind of a big rodent in there, sort of a squirrel-like thing, that had gotten stuck in there. And occasionally these animals will drown in these containers. And as the woman watched, the elk kind of shifted his head around, trying to get his head into this thing with his horns sticking up, you know, his antlers, and managed to get his mouth in there and very gently took this animal out of the water and put it on the ground. And the thing was very stunned and sort of sat there for a bit, but eventually scuttled away. But you know, he could have hurt it, he could have bitten it, he could have just left it there. But for whatever reason, maybe he just wanted it out of the way. But he used a very gentle mouth to save this animal's life, and not really expected.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose you could say, oh, gee, you know, he just wanted it out of his water,
right.
But he also could have hurt it to get it out of his water.
Exactly. There was clearly a gentleness about his behavior that the women witnessed that they thought was really miraculous.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to remember, there's at least one story in here of an animal saving another from drowning.
Yes, well, we have the dolphins. Oh, there's one actually of some common seals that came up upon another dog, a drowning dog.
Yes, it.
And just really, really quite unexpected, because these are wild seals that come into this area in the UK, and two different people actually saw this happen, where the seals, again, sort of buoyed the dog that was struggling in the water and pushed it to shore and actually sort of helped it up onto the shore. And the dog was saved. Some people came and collected it, and hopefully is still alive today. So really, really strange situation with seals.
Yeah. And why don't we talk a little bit about, since I mentioned that even llamas are unlikely heroes, how is a llama an unlikely hero?
Sure, yes. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of llamas in the book. We have one that is a therapy animal. It's a therapy llama, not something you hear about very often. But this llama is taken around to many different kinds of facilities and hospitals, and it's just a really remarkably generous and sweet animal, again, for an animal that is not necessarily always that way. And many, many people have said that this llama has really brightened them up, has helped them in some way. There was a wonderful story of a child that had some disabilities and had not really spoken or done anything, not even really moved very much for a long time. And having this llama present really sparked something in him, and he was petting it and was much more vocal and much more he was elated having the animal there. So I consider that a heroic llama. And we have another llama, actually, that protected a herd of sheep from a fire. And the llama itself ultimately passed away from his injuries, but the whole flock was protected because he moved them into the right place and stood in front of them and really kept them from being in the fire in the barn.
Yeah, do you have any sense whether domestic animals as opposed to wild animals have extra motivation to be heroic?
You know, I think it's one of those things, since we probably just don't see what's going on in the wild very often, but certainly we do know it does happen in the wild. There's a story of a hippopotamus that helps several small ungulates, little hoofed animals, across a raging river. You know, why she did that, we don't really know, but she literally went in after them and pushed them to shore. But certainly in captive situations, that's where we're going to see these things more often. And also, I think animals that are cared for in captivity, that aren't fighting to survive, maybe they're you know, have the luxury of doing things that you might not see in a predator-prey situation, for example.
Yeah, we only have another minute with you, and we have one caller, so let's that we can fit in before we let you go. Carol in Milton. Hi, Carol.
Hi. This is my friend's story, but she'd probably kill me if I woke her up and said, you really should call. Both of her parents were physicians, and her dad brought home a border collie puppy that a farmer was going to put down because of a hip problem, and he fixed the dog up. And back then, physicians had doctor on their license plates so people could flag them down. I mean, this is the turn of the century. And the mother was driving one night and pulled over for someone, and when she did, the man opened the car and tried to drag her out, and the dog was in the back seat and jumped and attacked the person who was doing this. Later, that same dog, there was a neighbor's dog that had been hit and was lying in a busy road, and the dog went and dragged it out of the road. Apparently the dog won an award of some sorts back then. And
yeah.
So,
thank you for sharing both of those stories, Carol. So, yeah, protecting your person and even protecting or trying to help a dog that had been hit by a car, Jennifer.
Wow, and that's, you know, there is a video that I'm sure a lot of people have seen of a dog going into the street and trying to help. I think the dog maybe had already died that was in the street, but that video went viral. I think people were just amazed to see this dog out in traffic trying to protect or, you know, pull this other dog off the road. Mm-hmm. So I think there is something in dogs and in other animals, too, that just need to kind of protect their own.
Well, what do you hope people take away from your book?
You know, I all of my books are aimed at, in part, giving people a positive experience, hopeful experience, and also just giving animals, you know, showing them in a different light, giving them credit for some things that I think a lot of people didn't necessarily believe animals could do, could really have certain kinds of emotions and compassion, empathy, things that we think of as being very human, but I think really cross over into other species. So I hope people will just really enjoy them and get a good warm feeling from them in a time that is very difficult around the world. It's nice to have something happy to read.
It sure is. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Holland is author of Unlikely Heroes, 37 Inspiring Stories of Courage and Heart from the Animal Kingdom. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.